interested in lots of things, like evaluating health programs, preparedness, chronic disease, zoonoses. She got her PhD in epidemiology from UC Davis, and she now is a program manager and a senior epidemiologist for epidemiology and surveillance up in a beautiful area of California.
Okay, thank you so much for staying late today. I know everyone's hungry, and this presentation will probably even make you hungrier. And I should say that I don't have any financial ties with any of the taquerias, although I have given them quite a bit of my money over the years for burritos and tacos. So, oh, and I do want to acknowledge my co-authors here, in particular Dr. Marilyn Winkleby, who is very committed to community-based participatory research and being involved as an academic with local health departments. And without her guidance, we would not have ever received much of the funding that we've received over the years, in particular for this project. And then Elan Garcia, who is our health educator and is an amazing health educator and very visionary. So Steps to a Healthier Salinas is what funded this project. It funded over 2 years, 23 different sites, and it is very much about organizational change and systems change, looking at the diabetes, obesity, asthma burdens within communities and working at, you know, the socio-ecological model at all levels. We have a variety of projects for that, but I wanted to focus particularly on this one, which is looking at obesity and nutrition. And we all know the trends that have been going on for the past 20, 30 years in the United States in general, on the left-hand side there, with increasing prevalence of obesity in adults. And then also within particular minority communities, where we also have been seeing within the Mexican-American community similar increases and even more higher increases within those communities over the similar time periods. Well, within Salinas, California, we are not different from that, and actually we have a few patterns that are even more troublesome. We have 151,000 people living in Salinas, and it's located there in Monterey County, which is right about here on Monterey Bay, which is right in the middle of California, right along the coast. And it is very scenic, but it's also known as a salad bowl of the world. And in Salinas, 64% of the residents are Hispanic or Latino, and 88% of those are of Mexican descent. And 15% are agricultural workers. They are picking all the fresh produce and the fruits that are out there in the fields and getting it to you wherever you may live in the United States. However, we're really not seeing them eating the fruits and vegetables. We have a high consumption of fried foods within the community based on over 15 years of surveys of Salinas residents. And really alarmingly, from 1990 to 2000, obesity increased by 47% for the community and by 91% for labor camp residents, which is primarily younger men who are working in Salinas, working in the fields around Salinas. Most of the residents speak Spanish. They have lived over 10 years in the community, are young, and have low education levels. Well, when you look at diet comparisons within the Mexican-American community, in the literature, what's been shown that there are higher BMIs for Mexican-Americans that are eating that eat at fast food restaurants more than if they don't eat at fast food restaurants. And if you're eating traditional food as Mexican-Americans, you have significantly lower BMIs. However, in our review of the literature, we weren't finding any comparisons of the food items between fast food restaurants or taquerias, nor were we finding anything that related to interventions working with taquerias. I actually couldn't find the word taqueria in PubMed searches. So what is a taqueria? Well, first of all, have any of you, everybody has eaten a burrito? Most people, yay, because once you come to California, it becomes one of your mainstays. And something you look forward to is comfort food is produced at taquerias. And taquerias are out in the community. They are usually owned by the residents of the community that live in that community. You come into the taqueria and you order from a menu, which is usually here posted behind the wall somewhere. And although each taqueria is privately owned, you're going to find some similar things from taqueria to taqueria. You are going to find tacos, burritos, enchiladas, a variety of meats that are offered in a variety of ways within those. And you're making those selections yourself. You are going to be adding in or taking out low-fat or high-fat items like sour cream or not, cheese or not. And they are privately owned, but the residents, the owners, tend to have lower levels of education really have no nutritional training or background education in that. They're making food that they may have learned recipes from relatives, and they're producing food and entree items that are very typical within the Mexican-American community or would be considered more traditional, at least Mexican-American, if not traditional Mexican. And there are potentially healthier food items here. So, you know, this is a typical salsa bar, and you've got limes there. There's often radishes, several different types of salsa made from tomatillos and tomatoes, so a different way of presenting fresh vegetables that might not be perceived of as fresh vegetables. They're salsa. Well, when we began to develop this project, what we realized initially, we went out and we thought, well, let's just introduce wellness policies and have the taquerias adopt a wellness policy. They're going to have a healthy food policy for their business. Well, that didn't work out so well because that was just the health department coming in with the hammer like we always do with the, you know, you have to do this in order to get your permit to be operating. So we went back to the drawing board, and especially working with Alan Garcia, we reevaluated and realized this is more asset-based community development. We knew, and we ended up evaluating, that the taquerias are situated within communities that tend to have less resources maybe for better nutrition or exercise. But the taquerias are well situated in the higher concentrations potentially there. Also, the owners are lay members, and they are members of the community. So with offering education to them and support, we could use almost a promotores model where these or owners of the taquerias could be promoting healthier food and healthier eating to their customers. So they became the agents of change for us in this particular intervention. So what we wanted to do first is just look at where the taquerias were and the fast food restaurants were in the community in Salinas and look at the food that they were serving. And then we began approaching the taqueria owners, seeing which ones were interested in becoming the promotores, as it were. But really what it was going to involve was providing information, promotional materials, helping them with nutritional assessments of their menu items, helping them potentially develop a healthier entree items. I'll talk about a bit about what that means in a second. And we developed an educational binder that we could use with them. And then finally, Elan has put together a healthy nutrition toolkit so that this can be used in communities across the United States that have taquerias and working with taqueria owners. So first of all, with the survey, and we found that fast food restaurants were significantly more likely to have printed information with nutritional content available for customers. And adult entrees were labeled as healthy or low-fat with nutritional information. 95% of the fast food restaurants and 17% of the taquerias had menus printed in English. However, none of the fast food restaurants, while 80% of the taquerias had menus in Spanish. So there really are more there targeted for the residents of Salinas that we were really trying to reach. Also, taquerias were significantly more likely than fast food restaurants to offer non-fried carbohydrate offerings. That was 100% versus 63%. And fast food restaurants were more likely to offer one or more low-fat meal choices. So that sort of had disseminated out from the corporate motherships out to the fast food restaurants. So that was about 84% for the fast food restaurants versus only 43% for the taquerias. And although it wasn't significant, taquerias, they did have healthier food options such as more fruit or vegetable offerings available, 74% versus 55%. So we could see that we had these assets to work with within the taqueria. It was just a matter of bringing them to the forefront with the menu options or the healthier entrees. And when we looked at where they were distributed, the lighter gray area is our low-income neighborhoods within Salinas. It's East Salinas. Has densities as high as the densest neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And yet we have more taquerias in the low-income neighborhoods than we do in the middle or higher income neighborhoods based on median family income. So we knew that we had the assets in the neighborhoods. And then when we first began approaching the taqueria partners, I'm going to present the information here for 2007. We have, in that time period, in that year, we began working within the first several months of the year with 16 taquerias. And by the end of the year, Elan had 94% of them distributing health education materials. 81% of them were promoting one or more healthier sides, and this included her looking and working with nutritionists to determine what a healthier side might be, and then putting up signage on the walls within the taqueria to indicate that these healthier sides are available. And then also promoting healthier entrees. 7 out of the 8 that began promoting healthier entrees actually modified or created healthier entrees working with the nutritionist. During the day, they get together and go over the various ingredients they had available and what they would generally be interested in. So a healthier side might be having whole beans versus refried beans. A healthier entree would be, say, taking your fish that you might have, grilling it in no fat or vegetable oil only, and then serving that on salad, where you may have not done that before. And that was one example of what one did. And then Elan developed these non-smoking stickers that went into the windows of the taquerias, and that would request customers or people outside not to smoke within 20 feet of the entranceway, and that was adopted by 100% of the taquerias. So that would be 16 taquerias out of 35 in Salinas in that time period. And then in the Healthy Nutrition Toolkit, so this was, we worked with our community service aides to ensure that the literacy level and the language was correct. It was in Spanish and English. It is something that Elan would go out to the taqueria. She would go usually starting almost once every week, going through this nutrition toolkit and the binder with that, and leaving some materials behind, giving participatory or incentive materials, leaving the promotional materials, going through it, talking with the taqueria owners about possible ways of presenting this to customers, of talking if the customers are ordering regularly, how they might offer different menu items. There were also education visuals and consumer outreach information from our social marketing campaign that went along with the STEFS program. So this is an example of that social marketing campaign. And this has won national awards, actually, this campaign. And this is one of the taqueria owners. And she already had so many healthy items on the menu that she really became a champion for us. And this was put into newspaper advertising. And because of this, other taquerias got involved. And I did bring examples of some of the items that we've given out, and we have table tents that go on every table and every taqueria that's participating. And Elan developed this with the marketer, the graphic designer. I really want to, because it's not ever seen on a table tent before. It has a blank pocket in here, so the taqueria owner could put their own materials in there if they wanted and change them out. It's also in English and Spanish, and it has information about what you can do to have healthier menu items or by choosing that yourself. And there's also an example of a takeaway back there on the back table in Spanish and English about what you can do as the steps you can take to have healthier entrees or healthier meals. So these are examples of the criteria that made it healthier. We weren't looking at absolute caloric content or fat levels and grams of fat. We didn't do that type of evaluation. More what we were interested in is making it healthier by removing the lard, the butter, or the trans fat, or putting whole beans instead of the refried beans, because refried beans are made with lard. Having no meat or lean meat. Having a half cup of vegetables on there. And the one thing that Elan really wanted me to stress is we did talk to them about offering some smaller sizes, but we didn't try to take super burritos off the menu, because many of you who are familiar with taquerias know about super burritos. It has everything in one big package. And the reason for that is because we wanted to be pretty culturally sensitive here, and from talking with the owners, what really came across is some people come into the taqueria every day, and we don't know if that is their one main meal of the day that they are having. And to take it away and make it smaller is very culturally insensitive. Also, people may buy it and then take half home to eat the next day when they're out in the field. So that was one thing that when we were working with it, we didn't address that. So for disseminating it, what was really important was establishing that rapport with the owner. We weren't coming in there and wagging our finger and saying, this is the better way to do it, you have to do it our way. More, it was to talk to the owner first, to find out what their interests were, to find out about, hey, do you know people with diabetes? Oh, that's your family member, and did you know that there's certain things that can connect with diabetes? And just creating that connection between what they're doing in the taqueria and their family, and then talking about customers as family, because you're seeing these customers really very often, if not every day. One of the taquerias actually is located in the labor camp, and many of the people in the labor camp, that is where they go to eat every day. So she saw this real shift in the perception by the owners of their place as a place of entertainment in the community to a place of as a community health enhancer. And the part of that was developing that rapport. Also, what really became important was having the nutritionists involved so that the steps we were taking were more nutritionally more correct. And then thinking about how the presentation of the materials so that it really fit, it was colorful, it looked great, they wanted to have it there, that it promoted them as well as the information that we're trying to promote about the healthier food items. And she had to be very flexible. And so that depended upon what that owner was interested in that day and or over time with what they wanted to do within their, what they felt they were capable of doing within their taqueria with their time and with their staff. So I wanted to just talk about one place, Mi Ranchito. I love Mi Ranchito because they are, well, first of all, it's very small. It would probably seat about 50 people. And when I've gone in there, there's people coming in all the time at all times of the day. It's right next to the biggest pickup place for the ag workers within Salinas, where all the buses come and pick them up and come and bring them back at the end of the day. And actually, it's doing a couple times a day, because sometimes in the summer, you're going to work from dusk to dawn, dawn to dusk. And so people are going out on two different shifts often. And what he ended up doing, he's a younger owner, and he already had whole wheat rolls there, but he didn't promote them, so she helped develop signage for that. She helped find a dealer so that he could actually also buy whole wheat tortillas, finding a distributor for that. And then helped him bring and put whole beans. So they make the whole beans and then usually turn them into refried beans. And then so just have some that you don't turn into refried beans and have them there available. He ended up developing 7 healthier dishes with the nutritionist. So this was one of the more dramatic numbers of dishes, all developed with signage that she helped develop to put up on the walls. She also helped give some funds for that signage. Now, the health department, we would make the signage, we would photocopy it, we would laminate it, but to actually change the taqueria menu up above to help with that signage, often those are done a bit more professionally, and so we gave him some small funds to do that. The other thing that was huge, and folks, this is huge. I think it's one of the biggest things, is that he was putting French fries with his entree. So you would get the beans, you would get rice, and you would also get French fries as extra, because, you know, the fast food restaurant right across the parking lot from him, French fries are rarely available, and you can supersize it. Well, I think this is really huge, because other taquerias within Salinas are starting to put French fries on their menus. And if it's starting there, it's going to spread to your neighborhood. And we want to stop it. We want to nip it in the bud. So she's gotten him to drop that, and other restaurants, other taquerias as well, to drop the French fries. He ended up also dropping the lard and the trans fat, and this is a big deal because many people would say traditionally for certain dishes like carnitas, you really need to put the lard in that, but as he did find out, by removing the lard, customers didn't really notice a difference. He got extensive radio and newspaper coverage, and what I'd like to point out is my wonderful qualitative evaluation statement here. This is from what he has told Elan, and this is the owner back here, and one of the people that works for him displaying one of the healthier dishes with the vegetables and lower meat and low fat. And he saw cost savings by not using the lard because, first of all, it took less time to make whole beans than to go all the way through to the refried beans process. And you also then didn't have as dirty of a vent hood. And he made the connection himself. After this educational training, he made the connection that cleaner vent hood was like what was happening to the arteries of his customers not getting that lard. So it was amazing to see that transition within an individual in the community with the health education. It was a true promotoris moment. And as he said, the customers weren't noticing the difference. That said, what we have to do is go back and do more qualitative evaluation and begin collecting data on this in the next few months. And we'd like to find out what the customer preferences are. That would be more by talking with the taqueria owners, getting that qualitatively rather than a quantitative manner, because, again, it's not like there's a big corporate mothership and they don't have the big computer system with the information they're collecting. But they do know what they're buying based on what is going out the front door. and we'll talk to them about that. Also, the customer, the owner preferences about which of these aspects of the intervention that they like the most working with us. And we'll move that into the dissemination toolkit that she has developed. And finally, we are disseminating it to the rest of the county. We have moved our STEPS program into regional health teams so that we can make it sustainable, working with the social workers and nurses. And now in South County, we already have 8 taquerias involved there as well, working with the chronic disease prevention coordinator down there. And finally, the catering trucks or felucas. These go out to the fields, and they're available often for lunch, and we're wanting to work with them and help them get healthier options for the workers in the fields. If you have any questions, you can email me, and I will likely put you back into contact with Alon, because she's the one who's going to help you disseminate this. And this will be out in health promotion practice. Haven't gotten the galleys yet, so probably it'll be more like 2009. Okay?
We have questions for Christina, and also Christina didn't have time to have questions. So any questions? we're running over a little bit.
I'm curious to know things like feedback from the taqueria owner, whether this is their business has improved or whether they heard feedback from their customers.
They definitely, many of them are. I went through 2007, and they are all still involved. We are all now she tends to go out about once every 2 to 3 months just to maintain the contact, make sure that they have their distributors available or not. And then they like what they're doing here. They really feel like they're giving back to their community, and they're feeling like their customers are liking having these other options. And actually, the woman from Olé, you know, her story is that she actually is telling customers what to order because she has some customers coming in regularly, and she's like, said, you know, you're eating a lot of food. Here, let me cut back on what you're getting. Or here, let me make you a slightly different menu entree item that will be healthier for you. Go. Yeah?
Other than the economic thing that you just suggested with the cleaner food.
Yes.
Is there anything else about the products that they're buying? I mean, more expensive, less? Do you know anything about that?
The hardest part is with the whole wheat tortillas, so we help find distributors for that. But they're not getting customers ask for them. And so it's not worthwhile for them to maintain buying them if they're not having them move out the door. And so we are trying to reevaluate for a few items, and that's where we'll do the qualitative evaluation, is are there ways we can improve the messaging to the community? And, you know, I myself do it. When I go into the taqueria, I order what I usually order. It's just sort of you're just going for what you're used to. And we have to really go back to also the residents of the county and say it's up to you to make, when you go up there, step back and say, well, maybe I won't have cheese this time.
So one more question back there.
Did you talk to them about using romaine and butterleaf and red lettuce versus iceberg lettuce?
You know, iceberg lettuce is considered to be the traditional ingredient, and we have not talked to them about that, and that's an interesting suggestion, because certainly we are the producer of all that lettuce.
Right here.
It's right there. The big thing right now is just trying to get people back to eating lettuce and spinach because of the outbreaks associated with that. But yeah, we could talk about that. So you're saying you'd be interested in that as a consumer of food from taquerias?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Great. Any more questions? Otherwise, thank you for staying.
Thank you. This would be. Oh, act like I know something. Okay.
There was no question.
and lots of people out there playing, like, it's almost 2 years old. In the dirt gutter playing with the
turbo. I mean, they stuff with
and so she's like, wow, I need to get up. Because she did talk to several adults, and they did say we've got a lot of pregnant teenagers.
Well,
we
there's
so many people. Because the gang members are wanting you to be ready to go back there. I just earlier went to a pregnant California, and
there was nice to meet you, and thank you for welcoming me.
We love them both.
Looking at.
Are you in the market for a new sweater?
Yeah, exactly. And
it's
looking at
the reason. Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah.
And
we're going to not just hold this.
One reason I did why we did this this week, actually, because as a child,
I didn't
see
my
kids.
Savvy.
Right. But as a girl,
now you're a woman.
Yeah.
Good fun. Nah, nothing yet. Nope, I just checked earlier today.